I'm Will Michaels with a storm update. While the remnants of Hurricane Florence have largely left the state, floodwaters are still rising in some parts of North Carolina. In Fayetteville, the Cape Fear River is well above flood stage and threatens to reach near record levels. WUNC's Lisa Phillips joins me now from Fayetteville. Hello, Lisa.
Hey, Will.
You've been down to the Cape Fear River to see it firsthand. Can you describe the scene for us?
Yeah, so the river is well above flood levels at this point. It's at about 50 or so feet today, and flood levels at 35. And officials are expecting it to peak tomorrow morning at about 62 feet, which I believe is a bit higher than it was during Hurricane Matthew. But right now, it's kind of interesting to see the scene right at the Cape Fear River because it's pretty sunny out. The rain, of course, has stopped, and people have been kind of wandering in across the bridge to see where the river's at right now.
You spoke with Fayetteville residents, many of whom are trying to get through this nerve-wracking reality of ongoing floods, including Vicki Williams.
I'm just waiting. I've been praying. I really have, because I hate to leave, but I know my life's more important. But I hate to come back to see, you know, I don't have nothing.
Lisa, would you say her feelings represent those of others you've spoken to in Fayetteville?
Yeah, there is a sense of actually of hopefulness in that a lot of people are just hoping that the river will stop rising at some point today and the flooding will recede and not affect any more people than it already has affected. So I talked to several residents who have ignored evacuation orders from the city of Fayetteville and are instead choosing to stay because they're just hoping that the damage they see from this storm won't match what they saw in Hurricane Matthew. And I think, I believe the number of households that are impacted by that evacuation zone are, it's about 2,800 households.
And from what I understand, some left the area entirely, but some simply went to friends or family homes nearby that weren't in low-lying areas, right?
I talked to one resident, for example, who left during the storm to stay with family about 20 minutes away. And the interesting thing is she had actually decided to come back today, even though officials are expecting the river to crest tomorrow. And she lives well within a mile of the river. But she, I think, you know, the sunny skies and the fact that the rain has stopped has given some people maybe we could call it a false sense of security.
Right, because as we've heard from the governor, a lot of roads simply are not safe to drive through at the moment. Flooding would seem to be the number one concern, but what else are officials in Fayetteville concerned about today?
I think they're worried about people moving around and traveling when they don't need to. And from what I saw, they might have some cause for concern there because of the number of people I saw just coming out to look at the flooding. And I think, like I said, because of the fact that we have sunny skies today, people don't see the danger and may feel emboldened to go out in their vehicles, drive through floodwaters. So we're seeing a lot of messages from the Fayetteville Police Department, for example, on social media, just reiterating the fact that if people come across floodwaters, they should not drive through them. And if possible, they should be staying at home right now.
That's WUNC's Lisa Phillips reporting from Fayetteville. Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks, Will.
Stay tuned to your local public radio station.